travel and in
this is Alvia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back at the soccer complex. Brad Gray and Steve Rockwell here broadcasting tonight's first round of the sub-state contest for the Albion Blue Demon soccer team. Brad, we had a little technical difficulty, but thanks to the level of expertise that KIIC brings to the table, we're back on the air, and we're going to broadcast the last 75% of this soccer match for the fans at home.
Albion just... Yeah, that was a nice... attempt there by Albie. The ball's been down on the Williamsburg half most of this half. We're halfway through this first half, and Albie's really threatened. Their goalie has been under duress probably at least 6 to 8 times, and for whatever reason, they've come through unscathed.
So far, the Blue Demons have played well. I haven't been able to see much of it, trying to get the equipment so that we can be on the air. But so far, from the perspective that I've got, Ethan Gray, Jordan Crawl, Cody McCarty, Cody Wynn, they've pretty well controlled the action so far. And like Brad says, we're inside 20 minutes. We're at 18:20 left in the first half, and the Blue Demons still inside the 18-yard penalty area with the ball offensively.
Jordan Crawl with the ball off to the side here. Kicks it over to Ethan Datweiler.
Nice play by Datweiler. Takes the ball away from a Williamsburg defender, headed back. And there's
got to go.
That was one terrific save by a Williamsburg defender, not the goalie. The goalie was flat out beat by Shadow Leshen. And the defender wraps around as a good defender does. He always covers the backside close to the line when the ball gets away. And when the keeper comes out and knocks the ball away,
I believe
thwarting another Blue Demon shot at goal.
That might
Gabe
have been
Gravert comes back
Nepper
on the other end as the ball goes to the other end of the field. Throws it out to Datweiler, who plays it forward, trying to find Jordan Crawl. Ball goes into the corner for Williamsburg. Jordan Crawl with great pressure defensively. As an offensive player, he did a great job stealing the ball away and creating another opportunity offensively for the Blue Demons. Headed nicely by Shadow Leshen there. Fortunately, a little bit wide of the goal, and the keeper comes up with a nice play. Williamsburg has a nice, tall, lanky goalkeeper. He's going to cover a lot of space.
Pretty good athlete. Yeah, he's probably, I'd say, 6'2". I don't know. He's fairly tall.
Boy, standing out there next to the rest of the kids and the referees, he was the man amongst boys out there.
Yes.
That is for sure. Williamsburg has possession just past midfield, just around the circle in the center of the field. Shadow Leshen comes away with it, pulls it forward to Ethan Gray. Fight between Gray and another player for Williamsburg. Gray comes out it with the ball, centers it up for Crawl. Nice soft first touch, gets the ball, plays it up to Leshen on the left-hand side. Unfortunately, Leshen can't get to it before it crosses the touchline, goes out of play. Williamsburg will get the throw in. Brad, Williamsburg comes into this game with just a 3-11 record, but it looks like defensively they understand the game and they know what they need to do. It's just a matter of being able to cut off the lanes that the Blue Demons are throwing at them right now.
Yeah, they, at this time of the year, win or go home, and I think there's a little more intensity. And I think they got beat by Mid Prairie 2-1, and we always play Mid Prairie very tough. I mean, we've had 2 shootouts with them to win the game.
This year's been an incredible matchup between Mid Prairie and Albia. So if Mid Prairie beat Williamsburg 2-1, you would expect the same type of outcome in tonight's contest. Nice header by the Raider defense, clears it out, but played by Ethan Datweiler brings it back towards the offensive end. The ball has only crossed midfield twice here in the last 3 minutes, Brad, of game time. And let's make it 4, but as soon as they cross midfield, Tyler Solinger takes care of that.
Yeah, our defenders, right, the benefit is when you're playing the ball on their half all the time is that your defenders can play up, and then whenever they counter and try to kick the ball out, our defenders are right there to keep the ball back in so we can continually to pressure their team.
There's no doubt about that. Offensively, the Blue Demons have had the luxury of being able to pull foot players forward and really attack. Defensively, Mid Prairie is doing everything, Williamsburg is doing everything that you would expect a team that's given up as many goals as they have this year. They're pulling 11 players back, playing their 10 field players with the keeper, all on the defensive side of the field. Got a foul call against the Blue Demons as Anthony Tuttle comes sliding in, trying to block a pass by Williamsburg.
There's been a little contact here tonight. You know, we've I know when you had to run get that cable, we had a few little, not major incidents, but I mean, let's say the Williamsburg crowd don't exactly like everything that's going on out there. We're playing a little more physical than they are at this time.
The Williamsburg crowd definitely demonstrative every time a foul is called or not called, one of the two. Williamsburg with a nice charge at the net. Cody Wynn clears it out nicely to Jordan Crawl. We're back on the offensive third for the Blue Demons here. Crawl plays it back across the midfield line to Tuttle. Tuttle plays a short pass. Nice passing game by the Blue Demons. Datweiler plays it forward towards Cody McCarty. Blue Demons pulling all the power up front right now. They're thinking that they're their second tier of midfielders are going to be able to handle it, and they're letting McCarty and Crawl play all the way up right now.
There's definitely offensive-minded tonight so far at this time in the juncture.
It's nice to see Ethan Datweiler and Mason Cox both out on the field. Ethan, of course, having run a lot of track this season and one of our state track meet qualifiers for the Blue Demons. He's back on the field full-time now, as I believe track is over after the state tournament.
Yep. A little bit of bouncing around midfield now, people heading it around each other, and finally Albie's attacking now on the side. Ethan Gray taking it down the left side, trying to do a cross there or shot, and it was missed.
Great patience displayed by Ethan Gray on that trip down the field. It was a loose ball. It was a lot of bounces coming from that play.
Yeah, the grass wasn't cut. It's a pretty slow field, left out there a little bit. It's not a fast track like Tummel was. Was you down there last?
I didn't get a chance to see it. I was planning on going. Derek and I were planning on going down for the game, and then I ended up going and helping my brother work on his deck. Mm-hmm. Nice little project there, as opposed to getting to watch what possibly the most exciting soccer match of the season.
It was pretty exciting, yeah. They definitely played a lot of physical ball, and Tummel kind of laid back a little bit. They kind of figured they had her in the record books, and it didn't turn out that way for them. But it was like playing on concrete. That field had been played on so much and no rain. It was just cut short, and it was tough for a while to get used to the
as we're having that conversation.
The ball. A lot of bouncing.
Absolutely. Williamsburg gets called. Nice little thigh to the backside of Bobby Belzer. Plants him on the ground, and the referee made a decision that was a foul against Williamsburg. So Blue Demons will be bringing it out from just outside the 18-yard penalty area on the defensive end. Tyler Solinger going to take the free kick. Let's see where they go. Solinger's going to put it across midfield. You know that. Every kick he makes, I think he clears that line, Brad.
Ethan Gray took the bounce and headed up ahead.
Jordan
trying to get it to Jordan, and then the defense collapsed on Jordan there. And
Jordan raised the ire of the crowd a little bit there momentarily as he reached out and grabbed the Williamsburg defender as he was going by to get the ball instead of Jordan, and the crowd, rightfully so, wanted to call on that as Jordan was playing a little unfair advantage with the hands on that one. Williamsburg now playing control ball right in front of the midfield stripe. Cody McCarty with a great challenge.
Nice clean play by Cody there.
Adam Hook for Williamsburg had a good clean look at a teammate, but Cody steps in front and deflects it out of play. Great ball from Mason Cox to Jordan Crawl, taking him into the right corner, but Jordan couldn't get a good look at it.
Goal kick.
Plays it across the line. It'll be a goal kick coming out for Williamsburg. Shadow Leshen will come back in, replacing Bobby Belzer for the Blue Demons. We've got 11:25 left in the half. Right now the score is still 0-0 for the Blue Demons in the win-or-go-home game.
Looks like Albie's going to get a throw in here. Tanner Kellogg's taking the throw in.
We'll
He's looking upfield, see what his options are right now.
Williamsburg's doing a great job marking up. They
hits Jordan Crawl. Jordan Crawl bicycle kicks up front a little bit, but Williamsburg was right there to take the ball away. But Albie recovers the ball.
That's a great ball.
A little bit of pushing and shoving out there between Ethan Gray and their player. It looks pretty physical. They're calling some kind of penalty or something.
Oh, they called an undercut on the Blue Demons on that one. It's a tough call. Three guys go up for the ball. A little bit of a sandwich action, and one of
Ethan
the Blue Demons.
Saying, who, me?
Yep, one of the Blue Demon players got called for rolling up underneath the Williamsburg player. It was enough to cause a difference in the play, but not sure that was the appropriate call in that situation.
No, I think it.
Cleared out by Williamsburg on the free kick, headed back across the midfield stripe again for the Blue Demons. Shadow Leshen plays it up to Ethan Gray. Gray plays it across the field to the right to Datweiler. Unfortunately, bad hop takes that ball out of play. Williamsburg with a throw in right at the midfield stripe.
Looks like Datweiler's wearing his glasses tonight. He might have some contact troubles. That makes a little difference playing, maybe wanting to head the ball.
Nice collapse by the Blue Demon defense on that one. Williamsburg looked like they had a nice triangle offensive game set up. But the Blue Demons collapsed and cut off every single passing lane they had, turned into a turnover as Cody Wynn stepped in.
The defense needs to keep their intensity. They haven't been tested a lot tonight, and it's easy to maybe get into a little funk there. But they've so far kept their edge.
There's no doubt about that. From the Blue Demon perspective.
9 minutes and 45 seconds left in the half.
From the Blue Demon perspective, from looking at the stats that I ran off today, Brad, David Francis for Williamsburg, a junior, is their leading scorer with 9 goals. He scored 9 out of their 14, so they've had a problem getting the ball in the net.
Getting the ball in the net. So they must be a fairly, I don't know how many goals they gave up. But
they've given up a few, but that's been recent. They played a couple of the top teams in the state recently and got a pretty good shellacking.
Got the score ran up on them. Yeah.
Yep, and it's, which is customary. Late in the season, the higher-ranked teams, the good teams, they usually don't call the dogs off late because they want to keep that rhythm going.
Albie has awarded a throw-in. Something happened over there beyond our control. And
who have we got taking that throw?
Looks like Andy, isn't it? Or is it? No, it's Cody Wynn. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Yep. Oh. Thrown right into the net. Good play on that in front of the net. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to make it sound as if we got a goal off of the throw in there. But bodied out nicely. Ooh. Oh, look at that play. That was a great slide tackle attempt by Solinger. But the Williamsburg player clears by the Blue Demon defense. Shot on goal. Saved by Gabe Gravert. Nice position by Gravert, kept that ball away from going into the net. It was an excellent run by the offensive player from Williamsburg.
Can't tell who he is right now.
Ball comes back to the other side.
If that's their striker, their main one.
I can't see the number. He hasn't turned around enough for me to be able to see that number. Is it number 11? Not sure.
10.
We've got to throw in for the Blue Demons. If it's number 10, that's David Francis, their leading scorer, which would make sense. It was a great-looking run from that young man.
He had a nice little burst of speed there.
Yes, he did. Cody Wynn plays it off of took it out of the air, played it towards Andy Henderson. Out of play, it'll be a throw-in for Williamsburg.
Albie's come up empty so far. They need to get a goal this half to kind of get a little reward for all their efforts this half. That could have been a nice break there. Ethan Gray tried to run through that ball that was being controlled by two defenders.
Here comes Williamsburg again on the right side, playing towards the west end of the field here. Nice run, cleared out of play by Shadow Leshen, though. Played back into the middle of the field. Fortunately, a mishandled pass by Williamsburg allows Datweiler to take it. Plays one up nicely for Jordan Krall to try to run down. Defender's coming at it. Krall's coming at it.
That defender gave up.
Defender came up a little bit slow at the end.
He slowed down there at the end. Jordan really...
It's almost.
Thought he was going to turn that corner on him there for a minute.
It almost looked as if that defender thought he had to slow down.
Like nobody said man on or nothing.
Yeah, nobody there. Jordan Krall just about took it back right at the net. Nice throw in by Williamsburg, cleared out by Datweiler defensively to Krall. Krall's taking his time, trying to find the right look. Reverses direction twice, comes back at, plays the ball to the middle of the field for Mason Cox. Cleared out nicely by Williamsburg, but deflected off of Mason Cox. Headed by... Oh, I had to catch my breath for a minute there, folks. There's a flurry of activity. Mason Cox dropped the ball right back to Ethan Gray. The shot on goal is deflected by the keeper and knocked down. It was a nice play by the Williamsburg keeper with the sun coming right in his eyes. Blue Demons bunched up a little too much.
He'd probably like to have that one back again. If he'd have kept the ball down, he probably had a little better chance at it, but got her up in the air.
Yep.
Quick kicking. And
ooh. Nice challenge by Tuttle. Wins the ball on the header. It's a 50-50 ball when the header that Tuttle wins. That's a nice play for the Blue Demons, but deflected out of bounds by Kellogg. Throw in for Williamsburg. Thrown in nicely down.
Handball.
Got a handball called against Williamsburg. Solinger's going to take this free kick. What do you think? This ball going to go over midfield?
Oh, I believe so. From right there at Otto.
He's going to kick this ball a good 35 yards in the air, I think, Brad. He's going to put it right across the line. Nice header by Williamsburg. Played out of bounds. Krall will take the throw.
Got
in this
some
trip
subs
for the
coming
Blue
in
Demons.
For Albia. Bobby Belzer and Ben Baker check in.
Replacing Datweiler and Henderson. Shadow Leshen pulls up to a midfield position, it appears to me. Cody Wynn slides up towards midfield, bringing up a little more offensive firepower for this trip. This is a pretty good possession. We've got 5 minutes, 24 seconds left in the first half. Throw in from Tuttle to Krall, cleared out by Williamsburg.
Just
cleared again. Ben Baker is going to get a call on that
Jordan.
One. He had some enough momentum he couldn't stop. We're going to send it back to the studio for a quick timeout. With the score still 0-0, Blue Demons and Williamsburg tied here in the first half. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
If you know savings, you're shopping Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Blue Bonnet Margarine Spread 45-ounce tubs are $2.49. Smucker's Uncrustables are 2 for $4. Oscar Mayer Lunchables, 99 cents. Fresh Deli Sliced Bologna, $2.59 per pound. Pup's Facial Tissue, 99 cents. Hungry Jack Pancake Mix or Micro Syrup, just $2.29. You're saving at Jim and Charlie's.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And all vehicles come with a 24-hour roadside assistance free of charge. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there.
Are you thinking of having an auction? Reed Auction Company can help you with real estate, farm machinery, construction equipment, fundraisers, benefits, commercial liquidation, or an estate auction. Give the team of auctioneers at Reed Auction Company of Albia and Atumwa a call at 777-8348 for Ryan Reed or Mark Bettis at 799-1854. They will treat you with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. That's Reed Auction Company.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the Blue Demons soccer match tonight, where the Blue Demons are hosting first round of sub-state play, hosting Williamsburg Raiders tonight. And right now the score is 0-0 with a minute 36 left in the first half.
And Williamsburg has an excellent opportunity here. They're just outside the 18, but it's awarded a free kick on a penalty.
I didn't see the play completely. It looked like it must have been a little bit too much contact on it, a little trip. And that pushes Williamsburg to a free kick from just outside the 18. Nice soft touch on the pass. Mishandle on the receiving end by the Williamsburg player. That's a squandered opportunity.
Executed that like they really wanted to. If they could do that over, I think they would.
I'm pretty sure that coach wants that play back.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. Because that was an excellent opportunity. 18 yards away, you've got two touches to put the ball in. And
chip shot would have been a better attack there and just hope for the best. I mean, they got some fairly tall kids on their team, a couple three there.
There's a play in towards the middle of the field, chested out by Ben Baker. Nice opportunity for a strike by Williamsburg, however.
That was a tough deal, yeah, and the ball drops down there in front. It's kind of a dangerous thing, chesting it right there, but you had to control it.
Yeah, Baker, when that ball's coming at you, you got two choices.
Duck or
move or let it play off your chest.
Yeah.
And Baker did the right thing probably by playing the chest rather than trying to squat down and take a header. Jordan Crawl with a nice push towards the net. Unfortunately, a little hard on the touch. Pushes the ball out of play over the touchline. It'll be throw in for Williamsburg with 14 seconds left here in the first half. Once again, the Blue Demons and Williamsburg tied 0-0 here in the first round of sub-state play. As the clock winds down, Williamsburg plays it across midfield, cleared out by McCarty. No challenge at all there from Williamsburg to stop it. That brings the half to a close, Brad, one that was dominated mostly by the Blue Demons offensively. Yes. Defensively, Williamsburg did everything they needed to do. We had one serious
opportunity. Albie can feel good about themselves, but still frustrated because they still could not score, and they had so many opportunities. So hopefully they'll settle their minds down and really get focused on putting that foot on the ball in the right spot.
Kind of been a story of the season thus far for the Blue Demons. Getting the ball in the net's a little different story than what we had a year ago, but this team's got an excellent opportunity coming up here in the second half.
Yes,
they've got perfect playing conditions. We're going to come back. We're going to send it back to Scott Bry in the studio, and we're going to get some words in from our sponsors. And Brad and I will be back in just a few minutes to wrap up the first half a little bit and talk about some of the things we're going to do in the second half from Blue Demon-wise. Once again, we're Thunder Country, KIAC 96.7, Albia Blue Demon Soccer. We'll be right back.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give him a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, 2 blocks east of Knoxville Square.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
The story you're about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent. It was last Tuesday, hot, steamy afternoon. We got a call to the west end of Oskaloosa. Scene of the crime? Modern floor covering. My partner had just driven over my big toe. My name, Sergeant Friday. Partner, investigating the claim by Mr. Fuddle, who discovered that Modern Floor was offering free stuff. That's right, you do get free pad on all in-stock residential carpet and free foam underlayment with any in-stock laminate purchase. Incredible. They are the largest floor covering store in South Central Iowa. Modern Floor Covering. Just the facts.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
There's an event going on now at Barker Implement that should have you seeing green, lots of green, on your property. The lowest prices of the year and the lowest possible financing rates are available on John Deere compact utility tractors, Select and EasyTrac lawnmowers, and Gator XUVs. John Deere's Green Tag event is only available at Barker Implement through the month of May. So learn how you can save at ebarkers.com or visit any of our 8 Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by value.
The world of farming is changing. Will you be ready? The demands on agriculture keep growing. Your challenge is to continue to keep pace. To be successful, you'll need equipment that can get the most out of every inch of land. Innovations that help you work faster. And advice from people who know your field as well as they know their equipment. Case IH can help you be ready. See your Case IH dealer, Titan Machinery, at 2350 Highway 23, Oskaloosa today. Or call 673-7102.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to the Albia Soccer Complex, where Thunder Country KIIC is bringing you tonight's sub-state first-round action between the Albia Blue Demons and the Williamsburg Raiders. I'm Steve Rockwell. Alongside me is Brad Gray. Brad, after some difficulty getting on the air, we're back, and it's been a scoreless first half, 0-0 between Albia and Williamsburg. Blue Demons dominated most of that first half offensively. We won the midfield.
Yes, the midfielders, that's where the key is in most soccer games, the midfielders, and we dominated that area and really had Williamsburg on their heels most of the time. The only problem was is we couldn't put the ball in the net.
We had
inside it. We put it around it, over it.
We put it in a lot of places,
yes.
But just not in the right place, that's all. In the second half, Brad, you know, you've watched more of this soccer team this year than I have. What do you think Coach is going to do for the second half? What's the adjustments he's going to make to try to get those kids to finalize those goals and to continue to win the midfield battle?
Mainly, I think it's this execution. I don't know really what can be changed. I mean, we're getting our opportunities. This is the fact that, you know, they have – you got to give their defenders some credit. It's not like it's a shooting fish in a barrel down there. You know, you got at least 4 to 5 defenders around you in that box area, and sometimes the lanes just aren't quite there to get a clean shot. And anytime you're taking a kick, you know, you got another kick, and they all have red shirts on and red socks today, kicking right at the same thing you're kicking at. So mainly it's just sometimes it's where the ball bounces.
That's exactly right.
And that ball can just bounce 6 inches higher than you want it to get a good swipe, and then the ball flies high. You know, so it's just execution and getting the ball where you need it. So
very true. Well, we've seen over the years that soccer teams from year to year can go from a very defensive-minded team to a very offensive-minded team, and then the very next year you go back to very defensive-minded. That's exactly what's happened to the Blue Demons from last year, from 2011 state tournament team to 2012 state tournament hopeful team. We've gone from a team that played a lot of offense to a team that plays unbelievably hard on defense and very disciplined, I think.
And part of the problem is our execution on our crosses haven't been there this year. Whether the cohesiveness isn't there of seeing the big picture, but, you know, we just recently started to spread the field. You know, we always attacked in the middle, and you can't attack on a sweeper defense with 4 defenders right there. You got to spread the field, cross the field, and create some lanes, and we just haven't done that yet for personnel reasons, whatever. Don't know what it is.
I couldn't agree with you more. The art of misdirection in a soccer game is unbelievable, same as in basketball. People are going to cover those lanes. Speaking of misdirection, we're going to turn a corner. We're going to send it back to Scott Fry, get a few more words in from our sponsors. We're going to take a quick timeout. Brad and I will be back just about a minute away or less, and we got the second half.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of seven veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at three locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Brad, if memory serves me correct, the background music playing is Manic Monday by the Bengals, if I remember correctly. And today is a Manic Monday for these two soccer teams. If the winner stays, the loser goes home.
That's right. Depends how bad you want to play on Wednesday night. Now, Wednesday night will be a handful, but it's best to get the opportunity instead of hearing about it.
That's exactly right. The Blue Demons have played with unbelievable intensity in the first half. Midfield and defenders. Midfield has been challenged. Don't get me wrong. The defenders have had not quite so much work as what they're accustomed to, and that's a good thing. We just don't want the Blue Demon defenders to get lulled into a sleep and then have David Francis from Williamsburg give them a nice opportunity to hit the net.
Anthony Tunnell just launched one about at the 18. Ball come rolling out there, and he took a shot, and it just kind of flew high on him.
We're just over a minute into the second half. Blue Demons and Williamsburg tied at zero starting the second half here. In a game the Blue Demons have played very well in, and we just haven't found the net. But I look for the Blue Demons to play this into their advantage in the second half and keep running those subs in off the bench and keep some fresh legs.
Yeah, we've done a lot more substituting, I think, than the Williamsburg team has tonight.
Williamsburg appears to be, by roster-wise anyhow, I don't know how much they play off of the high school team, but they seem to be very young. They have five seniors on the roster, which is what the Blue Demons have. But it just seems as though the majority of the players playing here are juniors, sophomores, and freshmen for them. Mason Cox gives challenge to the Williamsburg player. Cleared back out of play by Tanner Kellogg. Over the touchline, it'll be a throw-in, I believe, for Williamsburg. A little bit of delay as the referee's trying to get the ball back up so that we can have a throw. The referee's directing the ball boy to get the ball back up so we can have a throw-in. Those ball boys are pretty important to the flow
yes,
of the game.
Yes, they are. It's like I've always said, I think they ought to have two on each side. But most places only have one.
That was a nice direction by Garrett Knepper. He stepped right in front of a kick by the Blue Demon defender and deflected it. Unfortunately for Williamsburg, it went out of play over the end line. They may have even called him for a handball.
Looks like we're getting a free kick there.
It looked like he came up and played that ball off of the backside of his upper arm as he stepped into it.
So Taylor Solinger's taking that kick. Launches it.
Nice low kick with some authority on it. Had the opportunity to squeak through that defensive line and have Crawl or one of the other Albia mainstays on the offensive front line go up and challenge. Goalkeeper for Williamsburg, clearly the tallest fellow on the team.
Yes.
Possibly on maybe in the stands, too. I mean, I'd say 6'2", 6'3". He covers an awful lot of space in that net, so the Demons are going to have to work hard to get that ball around that wingspan of his.
Yeah, they had a ball up there kind of rolling around. Cody McCarty approached, and the goalie just beat him to it.
There's an opportunity for Williamsburg as Solinger tried to kick one off of a hop.
Another handball looks like. Yeah, Albie gets a free kick. Tyler's really stopped a lot of things. It pays to have a sweeper there that can really kind of sense when one of his teammates is getting beat. And that's what happened there. We was getting beat, and Tyler stepped up and took charge of that play.
Sweeper position is pretty important. The way I've coached soccer over the years, sweeper is really important because it gives you that one guy that is tasked with saying, this is it, you're the last line. As Jordan Crawl takes a left-footed shot towards the net, unfortunately the ball took a nasty hop.
Yeah,
off
definitely
that
went
grass.
About
He went at it, but he just barely got a piece of the ball and didn't have as good a look as he thought.
You know, this field's only a couple years old, and it's new, and this last year it really settled a lot, the dirt did. It's rougher than a cob out there. I don't know if they can do some things to help fix that or not, but it's looks like it's been played in the mud for several games, but we know it hasn't.
From up here, it looks like we're missing some grass and some
places, doesn't it? Yeah, it's kind of plotchy quite a bit, and I don't know.
Belzer comes back, gets the ball, clears it out before Williamsburg's leading scorer could get a foot on it. They play the ball forward to Francis. Francis has got 9 on the season, leading both teams in goals scored, I believe. There's one played forward. Williamsburg with an opportunity going to the left, top stopped by Solinger.
Referee kind of got in the play that time. Albia kicked it away, hit the referee. The ball stopped right where Williamsburg could use it, and they took advantage of it. Now they're having a corner kick.
I could be mistaken, but this is the first corner kick of the game for Williamsburg.
Second. They had one down.
They had one earlier.
earlier.
There's a block by McCarty. It's a great play. Plays it right to Mason Cox. Cox takes his time, finds someone, leaves it a little long. Crawl's going to give chase, though. The Williamsburg defender serves it up right for Crawl. Crawl comes back to the middle of the field, plays
pass
it up
the
towards
Tuttle.
Keeper runs that one down before Tuttle got an opportunity to put a foot on it. It was a good play by Crawl. Great opportunity afforded the Blue Demons there by Williamsburg, as Williamsburg just soft touch, nobody on that wing that he was trying to pass to. Shadow Leshen hustles over, gets the ball. He senses the ability to make a run here. Throw in to Crawl. Crawl keeps it in play, plays it back to Wynn. Wynn serves it right to David Francis. Francis runs to midfield, tries to get between Baker.
Baker steps in, stops the ball.
Nice play by Baker, keeping his ground, not going for any kind of ball movement at all, and deflected that out. Keeper for Williamsburg on the quick turn the other direction. Comes out, makes the play, clears the ball up across midfield. Cody Wynn with an excellent play off of his chest. We're going to have a trip that time on Williamsburg as he swept McCarty's feet out from behind him. Have a free kick from just inside the midfield stripe.
Be an excellent opportunity to do a little chip and kind of let her bounce around, but we only got Jordan in the middle. I think we need somebody else closer.
Crawl comes back out, gets the ball. Again, another missed first touch by Williamsburg that time as Albia tried playing the ball off to the wing. There's one. David Francis comes all the way back from his offensive position,
Abby's
and he's
awarded.
Challenging Jordan Crawl. It's almost like he's flagged him. Crawl gets it deflected. Be a corner kick for the Blue Demons coming up. Williamsburg's got the post, both posts marked with defenders, got the keeper in the middle. Now we're sending Shadow Leshen into the center of the net. He's going to jockey for position, try and distract some players up front. Crawl's running across the 18-yard stripe. Ball served right into the center, and there's an opportunity.
Oh, I thought we'd had a goal there.
And the Blue Demons just missed as that ball went, shockingly, went over the outstretched hands of the Williamsburg keeper, landed on the ground, and then the keeper recorrected his position enough to corral it. Action going the other way. Gabe Gravert has to come up and save one before Williamsburg takes a strike on net as it was cleared all the way to the other end of the field. Another opportunity for the Blue Demons. Anytime that ball hits the ground in front of the net, you want a player on there to strike at it and try and, you never know, a deflection off of another player, it's going to go in the net.
And every now and then a goalie makes a bad touch.
Absolutely. Jordan Crawl with an excellent backwards header on that play. Comes forward
there we go.
Now.
We control the ball. Cody Wynn.
Wynn with a through
serves
ball just past the outstretched leg of Mason Cox. Goes right to the Williamsburg keeper. But again, it's the Blue Demons controlling the midfield stripe, winning that battle every time pretty consistently. Belzer clears it back up to McCarty. McCarty at the midfield stripe plays it into the middle of the field to Wynn. Wynn off to the left wing to Leshen. Leshen back to McCarty. Nice little short passing game that time by the Blue Demons. Up to Crawl, finally making a push towards the front line, headed forward towards the net, but cleared out by Williamsburg. Williamsburg playing it always to this right wing to David Francis.
Albie
Francis loses
in.
It out. Great defense by Belzer, forcing him to the outside towards that stripe. It's always hard to maintain possession of the ball when you're that close to the stripe. Be a throw in for McCarty. McCarty back to Belzer. Belzer over to the center of the field to Tanner Kellogg. Again, the score is 0-0. Albia against Williamsburg in the first round of sub-state here in Albia. Solinger plays it forward to Cox. Cox heads it towards Crawl. Cleared out nicely by Williamsburg that time. You can just see there's
McCarty
always...
McCarty kicks it back up. Oh.
Always 4 and 5.
There was almost a mistake by the goalie. He slipped. The ball cut back on him. He could have went down there, and that would have been an excellent opportunity for Albia to score, but it just...
Yeah, with Mason Cox and Shadow Leshen both chasing the ball down, if he would have bobbled that ball for a split second longer, they would have ran right through it and taken it out of his just off his fingertips. Played out to Wynn. Wynn throws, takes it back to the sideline towards Tuttle. Unfortunately, a little too much leg strength that time from Cody Wynn. Plays it over the touchline. Williamsburg with possession on a throw-in right at the midfield stripe. We're going to have a substitution. We're going to send it back to Scott Fry at the studio. We're going to get a quick word in from our sponsors here with right at 30 minutes, 30 seconds left in the second half of a 0-0 game. Come on back. Listen to the thrilling finish of this ball game.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
Do you remember these? Cracker Jack Price stars in your eyes.
These were the times when you could walk into a car dealership and it was family owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family owned since 1952.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the Albia Soccer Complex, where when we left, the game was tied 0-0. Unfortunately, we sent it away at a time when Albia had a little bit of defensive breakdown. Williamsburg's David Joseph puts one in the... Garrett Joseph, I'm sorry. Garrett Joseph, apologize to you Williamsburg fans out there. Puts one in the back of the net. Williamsburg now up 1-0 on the Blue Demons here with 29 minutes, 45 seconds left in the second half. It's gut check time now for the Blue Demons. We've had this situation a lot this season. Tight game. This team knows how to win. I believe, if my math is correct, we've had four games won in overtime this year. Brad.
Yes, we have. Yeah, they show a lot of heart. That there was just, a defensive breakdown, and nothing really could be done there. Gabe couldn't stop it. I mean, there was nothing he could do other than guess lucky, and it didn't work that way.
One on the keeper is always a tough matchup for the keeper. When you don't have the ball in your possession, you're not sure which way it's going to go. So here we go. The Blue Demons find themselves down 1-0 to the Williamsburg Raiders in the second half. Mason Cox controlling the ball over on the right side, on the far side of the field from us. He puts one over at the net, crosses one from, he was 25 yards away, and he put some steam on that ball to get it up there. Nice play by the Williamsburg net keeper.
They're playing with a little fervency now. They want to win, and we Albia's need to, I think they, it's easy to see that, the ball, we was controlling the ball most of the first half and, never got a shot in, but now, we've kind of not come out with the intensity in all areas, and now we're playing in a hole. Plenty of time to be able to get things back. Williamsburg with a free kick here. Shadow Leshen heads it back up.
This is a situation, that last goal might be the very thing. Perhaps we jinxed them, Brad, or maybe I jinxed them when I said we didn't want them to get lulled into a letdown, and unfortunately the Blue Demons had it. Now Williamsburg's playing with a lot of heart. They're playing with a lot of intensity right now, but Blue Demons are fighting awfully hard out there, and we still are winning possession of the ball. And
we know how to come from behind, like you're saying, and different things, so hopefully... They'll decide.
Yeah, hopefully the Blue Demons keep coming out. There's one where an Albia defender takes a swipe at a ball, misses it, but Tyler Solinger's there to clean it up this trip. So you get your defense makes up for mistakes and gives you opportunities as he put that one clear up into the offensive end of the field. Tuttle on the right side into the middle of the field. Cox, left-footed shot, played up to the keeper, saved, mishandled, and then saved again by the Williamsburg keeper. Right now, I know we've got several other schools in the area that are playing tonight. I know Oskaloosa and Ottumwa both are in action as well, and I just received word that Knoxville and Sheraton are playing in Sheraton against each other, and it's 0-0 with 32 minutes left in the half.
Shadow Leshen kicks it up over to Gray. He chests it. A lot of traffic there. Albie's trying to keep it down here. Cody McCarty with a nice header to intercept the ball, but just a missed touch there. And
there's one that you've got to question that call, and yep, he came out. He got the whistle out. Cody McCarty comes in and slides, and his foot went over top of the ball prior to he did not touch the ball before he got to the player, which is it would have been clean had he kept his leg down, but he rolled over top the ankle of the Williamsburg player, David Francis, actually, their leading scorer on the season. He's up walking around. That's good. He's got a little bit of a limp in his walk, but he's going to walk that off. This is too big of a game for a young man that wants to win to go sit down. Williamsburg gives chase back in the defensive half, plays it out of play. Albie's going to take a throw in. Andy Henderson, we're going to look for.
Got a substitute now.
Boy, that's one you wish you had back because there was an opening there if we could have got the throw in before the referee decided to stop play, but they do stop it.
Skylar Bettis checks in for Andy Henderson.
Yeah, you got to believe we're going to hear some new names in the second half. He's got a lot of fresh
legs. Got to shake some things up here, yeah.
Yep. A lot of fresh legs to try out. Chad Oleshin throws the ball back to McCarty, chased down by Williamsburg. I think that one went off of the side of a chin. That didn't look like it felt good at all for Garrett Knepper. Blue Demons play it up. Tuttle plays one. I thought it might have went off the Williamsburg player, but the defender's not credited with deflecting that one out, so it'll be a throw-in for the Raiders. Throw-in goes right to Ethan Gray. Gray plays it. It's at Mason Cox's feet now. That ball's going to be called out of play.
Looks like they're getting a little scrappy out there.
I think they gave us a free kick out of that. I think they called a little bit of a tug on the jersey on that one to keep him from going too far.
Free kick. Cody McCarty's going to be taking it. 25 minutes left.
Williamsburg's up 1-0. 25 minutes left here in the second half and in the Albia Blue Demon second half. And that's a beautiful play. Great clear out by the Williamsburg keeper. That was a terrific ball from Cody McCarty. Put it right up on the net. Deflected out, up and over by the goalkeeper. Otherwise, that had potential to be danger for Williamsburg, and the Blue Demons were
Ethan
all
Ethan Gray's going to be taking the corner here, keeping the pressure on.
Let's look for Jordan Crawl to crash the net from the backside. He's taking a good look. That's headed out. Look at that. 10 men, all 11 of Williamsburg's players are in the box. That ball hit the ground momentarily. The Blue Demon fans are getting excited when it hit the ground because they know the same thing we do, Brad. When that ball's on the ground in front of the net, you've got to make a kick at it and try to knock it in. Fortunately for Williamsburg, it's deflected out. And then the Blue Demons take a kick at the net, and it was way up and over. I don't think it was really intended to be a shot on that one. I think it was more of a put a ball at the net with just a little bit too much vigor. Williamsburg clears it out right up to Ethan Gray, actually. Gray plays it forward. To Jordan
over to
Crawl,
Jordan
over on the left corner. He's making a move. There's two Williamsburg defenders. The third one comes in from behind.
Couldn't make the spin on his body and get the ball. It
couldn't quite get
sails over the back of the. Oh, it's a deflection. We're getting the corner here.
Oh my goodness!
Need to take advantage of this.
I'm not sure Jordan Crawl believes that was a deflection.
No, I don't either.
Either the way he was walking, he's taking it though. You know, is any good player will
take every opportunity we need right now.
You
I think
bet.
Cody needs to play with a little more intensity here going after the ball.
Well, and that's what we talked about earlier, momentum. It's rhythm. Yeah. This game is a rhythm. You know, last year's team, I know I watched every minute of every game of last year's team, and it was a game of up-tempo. I mean, we wanted to get up and down the field, and we wanted to run as hard as we could and get that ball in there. Oh, are you kidding me? That was a header by a Blue Demon off of the corner kick, bodied out somehow by a Williamsburg player before it went into the net. That's just luck on the side of the Raiders in that one and not on the Blue Demons. Ball's played up on the other end of the field. Williamsburg has no numbers. It's 1-on-5. Now it's 3-on-3 against 5. Cleared out finally by Kellogg. It's one where they showed great patience trying to wait for an opportunity to bring things together offensively. Albia's defense led by Leshin on that trip. Shadow Leshin's always aggressive, going to go at it.
There's a free.
We've got a throw in. Got a throw in for the
Blue
Demons.
Got a penalty there. That swipe kick by the Williamsburg.
No, the center official changes the call.
Oh, no. That's unreal.
And gives a free kick to Williamsburg.
That's unreal. He didn't have the angle on that.
Called Shadow Leshin for too much body is what it looked like. He was talking to Shadow on the way by, but, boy, that was a good aggressive play. Both kids playing for the ball with their shoulders.
We're going to get a
card. Now we got a yellow card.
Too much talking.
That must have been awarded to Cody McCarty for
Cody didn't agree with the call either.
too much of a discussion. We're going to send it back to Scott Fry. We're going to get another quick timeout in while the referee's explaining the yellow card to Coach Gravert. Come on back. Blue Demons trail 1-0 with 22 minutes left in the second half.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
Carol, hi.
Hi, Rita.
I'm so sorry to hear about your mom.
Oh, thanks.
How's your dad? Is he okay?
Yeah, we're all worried about him. He's having trouble getting around, but he really wants to stay at home. He's just comfortable there, you know?
Have you heard of Interim?
I think so.
You should call them. Their homestyle services would be perfect for your dad. You can get somebody to come over a couple times a week, take him to the doctor, help him get dressed.
I don't know.
Listen, you know my mother. She's a very independent person, but she needed help. Now she loves it. And Interim caregivers are screened, bonded, and insured. I'm serious. You should call.
Interim, huh?
Homestyle services.
All right. I'll call.
Hey, they're our parents. They deserve the best, right?
Right.
In Albia, call Tanya Lawrence at 641-932-2513. 641-932-2513.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, I've got the best timing in sports radio right now. I sent it away for a couple of commercial breaks during what looks to be downtime. I give one goal to the Williamsburg team, and we come back at this break. After the yellow card to McCarty, we get Jordan Crawl puts one in the back of the net, bringing the Blue Demons back into a 1-1 tie. With 21 minutes, 14 seconds left, Brad, that's one where the up-tempo game paid off for the Blue Demons because we took one from one end with the keeper, with Gabe Gravert, all the way to the other end of the net in a series of about 5 seconds and two kicks, and Crawl puts it in the back of the net.
Yes, the defenders were all up, and I'm not sure we wasn't – I guess we wasn't offsides because they never called it. It all happened so quick, you know, that we kicked the ball up and just got by all their defenders, and nobody was between Jordan and the goalie, and he just kicked it in.
Here's another opportunity for the Blue Demons. Crawl and Bettis both had opportunities to strike, but the bounce of the ball just didn't allow them to get a good kick. There's one where Williamsburg just gets called for a foul on a trip. David Francis is called for that kick. Ethan Gray goes to the turf. Albia has a free kick just outside the arc, just outside the 18-yard mark on the arc that's around it, so it's about a 23-yard kick here. Crawl's going to take it. We've got Tuttle. We've got Mason Cox, Datweiler. That's one where Crawl had a nice kick, but it didn't quite get through that first line of defenders for Williamsburg. Deflected out, played back out. Chad Oleshin puts the ball back up into the box, played out by Williamsburg again. That was Mason Cox, I believe, with that one. Cleared it out. Again, that goal by the Blue Demons was incredible because Williamsburg had what looked to be another scoring opportunity, taken away by Gabe Gravert, and then we run all the way to the end of the field. It was a beautiful play. Jordan Crawl got a nice kick at the net.
Free kick here now again for Albia.
Datweiler hit the turf on that one as somebody swiped his leg out from underneath of him. Now the tide's turned. Albia's playing with that.
Yeah, we were definitely on our heels there for a long time.
Yep, we were just a little bit lackadaisical for too long in this game. This game is one that, with this kind of a turn in momentum, this game could very easily swing back the Blue Demons' way here in just a very short period of time. Cody Wynn with a free kick from about 30 yards out. Nice placement by Wynn. However, that goalie used every inch of his body and still had to knuckle it up over the crossbar.
I think he made a bad choice there. I think he could have caught it. He's tall enough. He just slipped through his hands or something. I'm not sure exactly. Ethan Gray is going to take the corner for the Blue Demons.
Another opportunity for the Blue Demons. Gray places it out nicely on the backside of the net to Bettis. Bettis heads it in towards the net. Cleared out nicely by Williamsburg. Williamsburg just playing the ball out. They've got a lot of speed on that front line. They just haven't had the opportunity to use it enough tonight. Played out nicely to the left wing. Played back into the middle of the field to Francis. Francis plays it away from Leshen. Skyler Bettis clears it out of play. It'll be a throw in for Williamsburg.
Good headsy play by Skyler there just to get rid of it.
Both teams and the crowd are all starting to feel the urgency in this game. It's 1-1. It's a whole new game. It's the best.
Oh, there was an accident waiting to happen.
Yes, it was. The best team in the next 18 minutes is going to go on to Wednesday night's game, and that one just about.
The throw-in went all the way across to the far post. A beautiful throw-in just went over their offensive person's head, or that would have been probably a sure goal.
Gravert had nothing he could do with that ball.
No.
There was nothing.
There's a nice chip.
Nice play by the goalie. Comes out, makes the play in front of two Albia offensive players, making the strike. And when you got Jordan Krall and Ethan Gray running at you, you know one of them for sure is not going to stop. He's going to go in and have a little contact with the keeper if he wants, and that's Jordan. And I would think that Ethan would be the guy that would say, I'm going to clean up the mess out of that deal. Here we've got a throw in from the Blue Demons. Datweiler plays it into the middle of the field, cleared out by Williamsburg. Williamsburg now has to retreat defensively. Nice challenge by Mason Cox. Takes the ball away inside of the box. Tuttle plays that across the net to Skyler Bettis. Skyler Bettis with a header towards the net, deflected off of an arm of a Williamsburg player. Unintentional handball. No call on that. It has to be intentional. Right into the hands of the goalie, though, is a bad part.
I'd like to mention now it's a concession stand. Buy one piece of pizza, get the second one free.
I'm sorry, I had a chuckle on that one. The price of pizza is almost like the stock market in 2008. It's on its way down, folks. It's tumbling.
We must have overordered.
It's buy one, get one free.
There's a problem.
Breakaway by Francis. Number one scorer for Williamsburg had a one-on keeper, and he just took one kick too soon, I think. If he had taken one more step, he might have had an opportunity, but he plays a wide right. Not that we mind, Brad. We'll take wide right all
night
on that end of the field.
Yep.
Dead center on the other.
About 16 minutes left in this second half. Score tied 1-1.
Jordan Krall put his eighth goal of the season into the back of the net for the Blue Demons score. And I believe Garrett Joseph was the guy that got the tally for Williamsburg. Solinger plays the ball out on the goal kick across midfield. Williamsburg brings it back out, playing the ball upfield, trying to find Francis. Solinger says no doing. Puts it back the other direction. Skyler Bettis runs it down, goes and challenges with a header. To Gray. Gray outside to Tuttle. Williamsburg plays it over the touchline.
Albia throw in. Looks like
TK Kellogg is going to take it.
Yep, Kellogg McCarty will throw it in.
McCarty's still serving that 10-minute penalty time. I'm not sure.
Might have been an illegal throw, looked like.
Looks like he must
have. Albia lost a good opportunity there. Ball went way down into the box area.
Yeah, that was one that it was a great throw by TK. Unfortunately, he bent the rules a little bit to get it that far, apparently.
Must have picked up his back foot a little bit.
Looks like he probably let it roll before he let it up before he got the ball out of his hands. Ball cleared downfield by Williamsburg over the touchline. It'll be out of play.
Kind of been a little lull here. Looks like momentum needs to be regained here by the Albia Blue Demons.
Neither team
lost
right now
a little fire minute. Since the goal was scored. Now we need to get back into it here a little bit.
We came at it hot and heavy right after the goal was scored, and then we've kind of settled down. Maybe we're saving some energy for the last couple of minutes of the game. You never know. We don't necessarily want to come down
nice
to that double OT PK shootout.
Went Albia's way. 50-50 ball. Williamsburg kicks it out. Throw in by TK.
Kellogg tried to save it before it went out of play, but it'll be a throw-in for Williamsburg. Williamsburg's thrower is going to take his time, let his players make a run for him. Nice steal there by Tuttle. Williamsburg takes it away from Tuttle at midfield's Cody Wynn, plays it back the other direction.
It just seems if we would spread the field on the sides a little more, Williamsburg's pretty bunched up.
They're definitely
defending. We need to look to this other side a little bit and make a move around.
There's another foul going to get called. Ethan Gray goes to the turf.
He spent a lot of night on the grass tonight.
Been a lot of contact, that's for darn sure. every once in a while, what I've learned over the years is every once in a while, the contact's not quite as drastic as what we think it is from up here. There's a little bit of acting that goes on to get that call, and I agree with
he
that.
He is in drama at the church.
Well, he learns it. That's a good thing. Keep teaching it. There's a header backwards by Crawl. Just before Gray gets a strike on the ball, the keeper comes out and grabs it off the ground on the left side of the net. Williamsburg's goalkeeper is Matt Heitman. Appropriate name for that young man.
Yep. Emphasis on the high.
Absolutely. Cody Wynn plays one backwards, unfortunately. Shadow Leshen also returns the favor and puts it deeper into Blue Demon territory. Andy Henderson tries to come and get it, clears it out of play. Nice, wise decision there by Henderson not to try and play with it that deep in the defensive backfield. Williamsburg with the throw in. Colin Turner is going to throw for the Raiders. There's the throw. They were looking for a corner, and they found it. Shadow Leshen stolen away by Williamsburg. Garrett Knepper taken right back by Leshen. Leshen with a great move to the outside. Goes out to the left wing. Plays it up to Crawl. Crawl saves it. Slips on the turf. Again slips. Plays it up to the center fullback for Williamsburg. There's Francis with the ball in the middle of the field. Plays it up offensively. There, Francis gets by Kellogg.
Got to come up and take ball.
There's another shot by Francis, just a little bit high. That's a great play by Francis.
Yeah, the problem sometimes when a defender sees that, he kind of pulls off a little bit and gives the guy too much room to take a shot. On those things, you need to run up and get in his face a little bit.
Give him a little bit of pressure, make him think about taking that shot quicker than what he wants to, because a relaxed shot is dangerous most of the time.
Anytime you can serve that ball, a chip up into the net area, puts a lot of pressure on your goalie.
You bet. Andy Henderson going to take the throw in for the Blue Demons. We've got a couple of substitutions coming in. Cody McCarty's time is served. He's back on the field. He replaces Datweiler. We have Mason Cox is on the field. Shadow Leshen plays the ball back up to Andy Henderson. Henderson's giving chase, trying to save it before it goes out of play. Can't quite get there. Adam Hook with the throw. Oh, I'm sorry, he throws it to Francis. Francis is going to put the ball in play for them. He plays it right into the center of the field. Great throw, good field vision by Francis. There's one. Tried to slice
Abby gets
corner,
the throw in. Abby put a little pressure on him, and they made a bad kick to the side. Sometimes a little pressure is all you need. Force your opponent to maybe get rid of that ball a little quicker than they wanted to.
Shadow Leshen plays it up nicely to Jordan Crawl. Crawl tries to go between the legs of the defender. It's deflected, not because he wanted to, but because it hit as he was running through the stride. So taken away by Williamsburg. Here they come. Great play by Ethan Gray. Steps over in front of the offensive player. Takes the ball away. Plays it into the corner for Mason Cox. Cox tries to
cross the field.
Chase.
Good.
Back out. Throw back out to McCarty.
There we go. McCarty's regains.
There's one played back from McCarty to Wynn. Wynn plays forward looking for Crawl. Headed out by Williamsburg. Another shot by Skyler Bettis. Deflected out by Williamsburg. Out of play. It'll be a throw-in for Albia.
10 minutes, 20 seconds left in the second half here. Score tied 1-1.
Brad, we could try magic and try to go to break and get a goal here. But
headed over by Ethan. Oh, just intercepted there by the McCarty. Throw-in went to Ethan's head.
There's one cleared out by Williamsburg. Skyler Bettis, great effort, gives chase, deflects it. However, Williamsburg, there's another great misplay by Williamsburg on the Albion side there. It looked like he was going to have a great breakaway opportunity, but he misstepped on the ball. There's one. They run one into the corner, exactly what Brad's been talking about all night. Got to play those corners and then get a little misdirection coming. Ball's kicked out of play by Williamsburg. Going to be a goal kick. Solinger's going to take this thing. Looks like Bobby Belzer's coming back in for the Blue Demons.
He's coming in for Andy Henderson, it looks like. Albie has a lot of speed on the field right now. Need to take advantage of some of this speed.
Once again, 9 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the ballgame. Albie is tied with Williamsburg 1-1. In a game that in the first half was dominated by the Blue Demons, we just did not get the ball to go in the net. There's a shot. That should be a deflect. No, he called no deflection, and it's going to be a goal
kick. Just way wide.
We're going to send it back to Scott at the studio. We're going to take a quick timeout, and then we'll come back and finish the ball game with the Blue Demons tied with Williamsburg 1-1 with about 9 minutes left in the ball game. Come on back. Enjoy the thrilling finish.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back. And as we come back from the timeout for the words from our sponsors, we have a nice collision between Bobby Belzer and one of the players from Williamsburg. Rewards Williamsburg with a throw-in. Same thing again. Brad, it's 1-1. Blue Demons played in spurts in the second half here. We haven't played the best second half we've ever seen. But I think we still have the momentum. We've got everything on our side. All we've got to do is not have another breakdown defensively, and we'll be in good shape here down the stretch.
Yeah, it's been a little plotchy here and there coming up on the how we're playing. But it looks like we can hopefully piece a few combination passes together.
There's one that
shadow passed it to Jordan, but it went to Jordan's face almost.
Not just you and I said, ooh, the whole crowd at once gave a nice little. Knowing Jordan Crawl, though, the way we know him, that ball didn't hurt at all. It might after the game, but he won't feel it for a while. Another throw in for Williamsburg. Williamsburg crowd, not many, but very vocal, very, very supportive of their squad.
They figure they drove this far, they want to win, I guess.
You bet.
I know, I'd hate to drive over there and lose.
Are you kidding me? That is an incredible save! An incredible save by Bobby Belzer again! Again, not the goalie, but a defender saves the second goal of the night. It's one that all Williamsburg had to do was they played it nicely up over the head of Gabe Gravert. Nothing he could do. He came out to challenge on the loose ball in front of the net. He just kicked it a little soft.
A little softer than he wanted, yeah.
Fortunately, Bobby Belzer got there and cleaned up that mess.
But Albie's not out of the hole yet. Here's a corner by Williamsburg. Ball's bouncing around in front of the goal. Albia partially clears it.
You can always count on McCarty to make a good run out of that box.
There's a little physical action out there. There we go. I think that might have been Tyler Solinger finally cleared it up to the midfield line.
I'll tell you what, Brad, I've never seen a play that if that play by Bobby Belzer does not get this team excited and ready to play harder, then I don't know what is. But these kids have played hard. We're not taking anything away from them. It's just, boy, that you kick it into that next gear right now and you've
That's just not giving up.
Leshen plays it out to Gray, Ethan Gray. Taking his time, plays one back to Leshen, and taken away by Williamsburg. There goes Belzer taking a stab at it. We're going to get a call on, we got a call on Shadow Leshen. We just got a report in. Mid-Prairie Wilman has advanced in the tournament. They beat their opponent, Cedar Valley, tonight 6-0, so Mid-Prairie advances on. They punch their ticket to the round two. And I believe if everything I believe is right, they get Solon in the second round at Solon. Blue Demons pull this one off. We will get Iowa Mennonite in the second round. Winner of this game takes Iowa Mennonite. Mid-Prairie gets Solon. There's a nice play by Williamsburg. Bobby Belzer with some good aggressive play. There's a deflection right to the feet of the leading scorer for Williamsburg, and that's going to be a deflection. Oh, look at this. Williamsburg's fans have every reason to be uptight with that call.
I would say if I was Gabe and Tyler, I'd just kick it before he changes his mind.
That ball went square off the back of an Albia defender.
Right, we need to get that ball kicked before we...
Both referees have called it a goal kick now, though, so there's no chance of getting that one reversed. But that was clearly off of the back of an Albia defender. Headed nicely by Gray right over to Mason Cox in the right-hand corner. Steps over it. Williamsburg clears it out. Plays it up. McCarty's in the vicinity.
There, Cody nice got a little, nice move. A little
nice little
back
side
move.
Kick. Yep, plays it forward for Gray, and that ball lands at the feet of Ethan Gray.
Oh.
One bounce too many. If that ball stays on the ground, that big keeper doesn't have a chance to get it, but it came up nicely just so he could get his hands on it.
Probably should have put a little more heat on that one. Maybe he couldn't. I don't know.
Looked like that ball was bouncing kind of tough for him. A little bit of a hop right inside the net. You know, we have a tendency to lose a lot of grass during the course of a season in that goal box. Shadow Leshen with a great play, taking the ball away from a Williamsburg defender. Jordan Krall, lots of physical play here from both sides of the ball.
Putting little hands and pushing just a little bit, but no worse than...
Any small advantage you can gain. There's a loose ball that Ethan Gray's got. We're looking for an opportunity. Gray gets another chance. Deflects off a Williamsburg defender's feet. Shadow Leshen gives chase. Cleared out right to Jordan Krall. Krall plays it back to Williamsburg. Williamsburg now plays it towards midfield. They clear it out, but there's Cody Wynn right where you want him to be, clearing the ball back to, plays it right back to Ethan Gray. There's one, lots of contact on that play. There's one that Ethan Gray giving chase. It's a great challenge by Ethan. Ball kicked by Williamsburg, played right off his chest.
Opponent kicked it right into Ethan's chest and bounced past the back line.
We have 2 minutes, 40 seconds left here in the second half of this ballgame. Still 1-1, Albion Williamsburg. The second half has been a really entertaining second half.
Yes.
Been well played on both sides of the ball. Neither team could get clear-cut advantage, it seems, right now.
More suspenseful. The first half was funner to watch for, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Ethan makes a good move up front.
That is absolutely a break for the Blue Demons. Because the Williamsburg player slides, Ethan jumps over him, he plays the ball, and the referee gives Albia a free kick just outside the box. And the Williamsburg fans, from my perspective, great call for the Blue Demons, helps us out. From Williamsburg's perspective, probably a pretty iffy call on the call by the center official. There's another opportunity for the Blue Demons that just didn't quite go. That goalie's really active. Big, lanky fella. He covers a lot of
He's not afraid of contact for his... You don't have a lot of meat on him.
Not at all.
He's not skinny by any means. Of course, you can't tell with the shirt clothes on, but he's not overly bulky.
Yeah, Matt Heitman's played a terrific game. He's had numerous saves for Williamsburg.
Minute and a half left.
Belzer plays it out of play.
Williamsburg with a throw-in.
I got everything inside of me says that these boys from Williamsburg are going to be looking for David Francis on the backside of the net.
Yeah, hopefully Albie's going to mark him up a little bit. I don't think anybody's really watching him that good.
Not really.
Now we got Skyler looking at him, but
he's been reasonably ineffective, though. I mean, we haven't allowed him to do much. So now we've got a throw in for Williamsburg. They throw it in soft, short. It bounces.
No time to play with it there. I'd say let's get rid of it a little bit. There we go.
Inside a minute. We're 55 seconds left. Ethan Gray plays one forward. Look at Krall. Krall's giving chase. That ball bounces over Krall's head. Shadow Leshen recovers it, plays one just wide of the net to the left. We're inside 40 seconds now. Blue Demons have put enough pressure on to make this now an interesting game. If we get another missed kick from these guys bringing this goal kick in, I think we've got the excitement flowing. The juices are going here for the Demons.
30 seconds left in the game. Goalie kicks it. Short kick. Williamsburg controls it.
Williamsburg now doing the right thing. They're just going to play this one out. It looks like a missed kick there.
We don't want to get too lazy here. They're going to try to put one up.
Puts it up
Comes
towards
to Gabe.
The net.
Gabe gets right the ball. 10 seconds left. Gabe clears it out to the side here to Leshen. Leshen stops the ball. 5 seconds left. Looks like we're heading overtime, folks.
There's one played out of bounds. This game, regulation time ends. Albia and Williamsburg play to a 1-1 tie in what in the first half appeared to be all Blue Demons. Second half was a very even match. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to send it back to Scott back at the studio, and we're going to have a couple of minute intermission. We'll come back and we'll finish. We're headed to overtime. Blue Demons and Williamsburg Raiders tied at 1 going into the first overtime period.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto-PAP, and bi-PAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
When you could walk into a car dealership and it was family owned and you were treated like family because that's the way it was. You were sold what fit your needs, nothing more, nothing less, because that's the way it was. You can still get that family owned treatment from Dewey Motor Company, family owned since 1952.
Dewey, remember the
BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Albia Soccer Complex, where we've had a real war. It's 1-1, headed to the first overtime period. Williamsburg and Albia, and appropriately, as my luck always would have it, both goals were tonight scored while we were at break for the radio station. And it was unfortunate because Jordan Crawls was work of art where he just broke through, picked up a ball, and put one.
Yeah, I'm not sure who served that up to him there. The ball just was served on the left side of the goal and just dropped right at his feet. It was just made from heaven, I guess.
I tell you what, you brought us a gift from above, Brad. Yep. Nice job, buddy. It's one of those. Divine intervention. You got to like it. Although, here we go. You know, intensity was a key in the second half.
Yes.
Once we started playing with a little bit of more emotion, a little bit more enthusiasm, I think this team really started taking to heart. They were a little bit down after that first half. Dominate the first half of play, not get any goals. That is disheartening. That's hard to take.
And it also lulls you thinking, yeah, we got this. You know, it's just going to happen, you know. But Williamsburg came out and they said, no.
Yeah. They changed the tide on us.
They turned it, yeah. They turned the tide for a while. Bobby Belzer stepped up. That's the play of the game so far, I would imagine.
Tell you what. We had two of them, two identical plays. Williamsburg had a shot.
Yeah, they did it, yeah.
We had a shot that Williamsburg cleared out right at the last second, just before it got across the line. And Bobby Belzer did the same exact thing on a nice loft shot from the Williamsburg player. It looked like it was a goal. I mean, it looked like it had a
chance. Yeah, it was bouncing into the goal. He kicked it too soft, and it just took too long to get there, and Bobby closed.
I'm sure if we asked Bob after the game how he pulled that off, and he'd just say, I was just fast enough to get there.
Yeah.
That was the whole play. Bobby Belzer and the whole defense has played a terrific game. We just had really one little bit of a letdown where we had a misplayed ball and led to a one-on-one with the keeper and gave Williamsburg the score to set up the 1-0 lead. But then the Blue Demons come back later in the second half and get this thing rolling.
Got about 40 seconds till the overtime starts. Williamsburg's out on the field. Sun's still at the sideline talking to the coaches.
Sun's just dipping down behind the tree line and going over the horizon. We've got the lights coming on. We're going to be playing under the lights here if we're not careful. But overtime rules apply. We've got a 10-minute first overtime period.
Yeah, after this, if nobody scores, then it's a 2-minute break and then another 10-minute overtime. And then after that, we go to a shootout. Albia, as we said earlier, has been involved in quite a few overtime matches this year. So they should be seasoned here and hopefully will step up.
We're getting ready for the opening tap here in the second half. Referee's waiting for the clock to be reset. Once the clock gets reset, we're good to go. About 2 seconds. Referee's checking with both goalkeepers, make sure they're in tune with the game and what's going on around them. Williamsburg now taps it, opening tap. Great decision by Williamsburg. They take it down the middle of the field looking for the leading scorer, David Francis, to no avail.
Solitude they had a good, slides. You know, if that could have went either way, if Tyler made a misplay on that, the game was over.
Absolutely.
I mean, Williamsburg would have took it right there.
That young man can play the ball. He's very good, and Solinger is his equal plus some on the defensive side, though, for the Blue Demons,
yes.
Fortunately for us. Shadow Leshen plays it into the middle of the field to Cody Wynn. Wynn plays it up towards Gray, misdirected by Williamsburg. Should be a Blue Demon throw,
yes.
I think.
Albie gets the throw in.
It's going to be
McCarty is grabbing the ball. He's taking charge here and throwing it over to Jordan Crawl.
In baseball, we have what's called a designated hitter. In soccer, we find your best thrower, and you say, you're my designated thrower, son. Wherever you're at, you run and get it and throw it in a lot. You'd like everybody to be able to throw equally, but unfortunately that's not the way it is all the time in high school soccer. Shadow Leshen gives chase, tracks it down on the left side, right close to us, watching Ethan Gray. Nice footwork, gets him past the defender to Leshen. Leshen weaves between two defenders. Unfortunately, there was a third one stuck back behind, and he
throws
it out.
Williamsburg has one, two. I don't know what they're running now, but it's definitely a lot of defense out there.
I'm not sure the Williamsburg defensive players know what they're running because that's about the most awkward defensive alignment I've ever seen. But, boy, is it effective tonight.
Yeah, they're. I'd say they got five people back there.
Yeah, right now they've got seven right inside the box. Make it eight. The next one just stepped in. Nine, another one. This is unbelievable. They are just packing it in. The throw in back to Jordan Crawl. Crawl plays it through the right wing. Takes a shot. Oh, that had disaster written all over for Williamsburg as the defender stuck his leg about 4 feet in the air.
He kind of horned in on the play.
Yeah, the keeper had the
keeper had it. It was right to the keeper, and that guy stepped in. They definitely are playing for a shootout.
Yeah, they're packing it in.
Either a breakaway is what they're hoping for to win it. But they're kind of gunning for a shootout, it looks like, here a little bit, because they've really packed in that defensive alignment. There's a
Albie's playing. Albie's taking their chances. We got five up in the box. Jordan Crawl, kind of midway type of situation. We're going to take our chances, five or six, against those 11 back there. And I think they're right. I think because that ball is going to come out, Crawl and Wynn are going to clean it up, or Solinger, and you're going to keep it up here all night. And these guys are going to wear out defensively. Everybody says you work hard offensively. But defensively, you have to keep working.
Yeah, because you're always having to react in a quick way and make that first quick step.
It'll definitely wear you out in a hurry to play that much defense for that long of a period of time.
Albie just kicked it harmlessly way past the back line. Keeper's going to kick it out here. He's doing his own kicking.
Just a shade over 7 minutes left in the first overtime period. Williamsburg plays it out to midfield. Jordan Crawl with a great challenge. Tanner Kellogg cleans up the mess after that loose ball.
Shadow
back to Belzer.
A little bit of pinball action there.
Belzer does the right thing, trying to turn it upfield. Unfortunately, didn't get his hips turned quite far enough. I'd like to see that player try to make the attempt to play that ball in instead of just kicking it out.
You might as well try to get it up the field to your teammate if you have nobody on you.
Shadow Leshen steps into the passing lane nicely, steals the ball to Gray. Gray, unfortunately, a deflection off of. There's going to be
that could have been bad, yep.
That's going to be a foul call against
Shadow
Leshen.
Undercut the player for Williamsburg.
If he would have played the ball first, it would have been what we believe to be a clean play. This is danger.
Goalie comes out.
We have four Blue Demon defenders right around each other, and Gabe Gravert was completely out of the net with a loose ball on the ground. That was one where you sit back and go,
game over.
Hold your breath.
Yeah.
Yep.
But fortunately, it worked out.
Fortunately, the Blue Demon defenders were Johnny on the spot, clearing that ball out of play. Williamsburg takes the throw, brings it back in. Leshen clears it out. Well, there's a lot of pushing and shoving now. I mean, everybody wants to win this game, you can tell. Cleared out again by Williamsburg, just past the midfield stripe. Ethan Gray's going to take this throw. Nope. McCarty, as I would expect, comes over and calls him off, says, I got this one. Look to the middle of the field, son. There you go. He throws it to the middle. Not quite the strong throw that we're accustomed to from Mr. McCarty, but he got it towards Jordan Crawl nonetheless. Tanner Kellogg brings it out towards Mason Cox. Nice to see Mason Cox back on the field after missing a few games after he took a blow to the head. Good to see he's a healthy young man again. Makes a difference in the team, but kind of takes away some playing time from some of those other young guys. But Mason, just a young guy himself. He's a sophomore, so what we've got to do is work with the rotation back again the way it was when we started the season. McCarty going to take
this
kick. Had a foul call against Williamsburg. McCarty kicks it up. Nice kick by McCarty. Just didn't quite get past the last defender for Mason Cox to make a run on the ball.
Got about 5 minutes left, halfway through the first overtime.
TK is going to take the throw. He throws it in towards Crawl. It's starting to become
bad throw.
Yeah, they
that's a second
bad
throw, by Tanner, but he waved it off. I don't know.
Waving it off, letting things go, and it's going to be now they're going to bring it back. Nope, the referee's going to let it go. He's going to give Williamsburg this throw in. He's going to give away. We've got a lot of confusion here. We're not real sure what's going on. The center official's now bringing the ball back after all of this time, all of this confusion. He's bringing the ball back to take the bad throw-in call. So we've had.
Maybe they felt some advantage was taken there or something for it. I don't know.
Not real sure. Not real sure, because that last throw-in shouldn't have been Williamsburg's. It should have been Albia's.
Yeah.
But then this bad throw-in, we bring it back. That's okay. We'll take the play because it turns into a turnover. They throw it straight out of bounds.
It's turned into one of those deals nobody wants to win, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. We've been in one of those before, too.
Couldn't ask for a better setting than tonight. Beautiful night. Not much
Cody
wind
McCarty
blowing.
With the throw-in. Throws it down to Mason Cox, heading towards the corner. Mason gets cut off at the pass by the Williamsburg player. He turns it. Looks like the ball's out of bounds. Cox throws it in over to Crawl. Crawl gets it.
Here's an opportunity.
Ball deflected.
The Blue Demons just need to relax. Let the shots come. Don't force the shot too soon. Crawl back to Wynn. Wynn drives one right into the Williamsburg defender.
We need to flow a little bit to this side, Ethan.
Yep.
There we go. He's heading there. There he goes.
Shadow Leshen plays one up. It's deflected out of play. Should be a Blue Demon throw, and it is. We've got people in the crowd saying the same things we are. We want to stay wide. We want to play the whole field. Make them move. Blue Demons serve one up into the net, headed out by Williamsburg. Francis with the ball. Taken away by Gray. Leshen gives chase. And there's another foul call.
Free kick, Albia. That'll be a little bit of an advantage here. 3 minutes left. We need to take our time and really think about how we want to execute this play.
That's exactly right. Within
striking distance.
These plays and corner kicks, free kicks, corner kicks, obviously penalty kicks, but these are the ones that you score on most frequently. There's a loose ball in front of the net, and it's cleared out by Williamsburg.
Now we got to watch the counter.
They did exactly what we wanted them to do. You run Jordan Crawl on the backside of the net, Ethan Gray on the other side of the net, and you run one at the net, and fortunately it was loose on the ground. Unfortunately, Williamsburg's defensive unit.
But when there's like six of them in there, or seven, you know. They got more feet in there than we got.
You'd think their guys would be standing around waiting for somebody else to kick. There's so many of them there.
Yeah.
However, that's not the way it goes. Shadow Leshen plays nice, aggressive defense.
You don't want to be a gentleman down in the box, don't say after you. You got to take the ball yourself.
Hard-nosed goals is what it's all about, and that comes with just sheer determination down there. Here we go, Williamsburg trying to clear it out. Shadow Leshen, Ethan Gray, cleared out by Williamsburg. We're going to have a throw-in. We got 2 minutes, 13 seconds left here in the first overtime period. The way things are going right now, the Blue Demons are absolutely dominating this overtime period, Brad.
Oh.
Shadow Leshen with the ball at the 18, takes a swipe at it.
Get out the
good
corner.
Decision
out.
By Williamsburg defensively from a Blue Demon perspective.
He's going to get a corner here.
He played that rather than the keeper played the ball. Again, it's one where their keeper must not be talking enough down there because their players are making stabs and plays on balls that they shouldn't be touching.
In part, like you say, they're thicker. There, you know, it's kind of hard to direct everybody. I mean, about need an air traffic controller.
That's probably true.
The right
Scott
flight
Korbach,
path.
Can you watch the Williamsburg sideline, see if they're waving directions, giving them signs or something? It might be one
that ball didn't do what we wanted. McCarty's kick went into the back of the net on the backside, not through the hole.
Matt Heitman taking the kick out for Williamsburg. Plays it right to Mason Cox. He's got a run on for a second to Ethan Gray. Gray's fighting with all he's got, taken away by Williamsburg. Shadow Leshen comes up, challenges nicely. That's a great challenge by Shadow Leshen.
Minute 10 seconds.
Plenty of time here for the Blue Demons. Francis with the ball. Leshen, no, that wasn't Francis, I'm sorry, but Leshen nonetheless took the ball away from the Williamsburg player. Crawl plays it up towards Cox. Header played off of Williamsburg defender. There's a tap by McCarty, played by the Williamsburg keeper. Heitman again. He's been the difference in this game for Williamsburg. He's kept him in it.
40 seconds.
Out. Bobby Belzer with a push-off. They're going to call that one. Bobby didn't need to fight for that kind of position. We got 30 seconds and counting, 31 seconds and counting. Now we're going to mark up. We've got to look for Francis on the backside if we're a Blue Demon. Williamsburg plays it forward. Belzer, there's five Blue Demons in the area.
Got to stop a strike here.
Francis plays it forward. Here's an opportunity. Belzer again with the clear out for the Blue Demons. Bobby Belzer comes from nowhere and swipes the ball out.
10 seconds
coming
left.
Back
it's
at
not
it.
Over yet.
There's a ball
nice
played
cross.
Out in front of the net. Williamsburg got an opportunity. Shadow Leshen deflects the ball. That should end the first overtime period. The Blue Demons come close on one end and come close to giving it up on the other end of the little extra effort that time from Bobby Belzer. Yet again clears an opportunity for Williamsburg. We're going to send it back to Scott at the studio. Come on back. We got a couple of minutes here, and then we got another 10-minute overtime session with Blue Demons Williamsburg, 1-1 here in Albion.
At Community First Credit Union, we're proud of our mortgage rates. With rates so low and home prices very attractive, there has never been a more affordable time to buy or refinance a home. Right now, CFirst is offering a 10-year adjustable rate mortgage as low as 3.75%. Now is the time to buy or refinance. Apply online or visit one of our 15 locations today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Call for additional cost information available for a 30-year amortization fixed for the first 10 years and then may adjust annually. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time only. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Walker with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. It's time to think about making your home or business ready for summer. Did you know the Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative's website offers energy-saving tips and information? Find out how small changes can make a big difference when you take the Energy Savings Home Tour. Find us on the web at cvrec.com. Once you are there, click on Services to find a great list of energy efficiency resources. Do your wallet a favor this winter by checking it out. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Brad, here we go. Overtime session number two, 10 minutes on the clock. Albia Williamsburg tied 1-1. We played 90 minutes of soccer.
Yep.
We're looking for 100. We don't want to hit 100.
We want to hit. Albia gets this start the overtime with the kickoff.
Blue Demons with the kick.
Nice to drive it down.
McCarty to crawl over to Mason Cox. Unfortunately, played a little bit long for Mason. Goes over the touchline. Williamsburg with the throw in. Justin Chapman taking the throw for Williamsburg.
McCarty directing the defense here a little bit. Tell him, let's just mark up a little bit and let's keep the ball down here.
Great senior leadership on that part. You know, we wish Cody would have stayed on the field the whole game. He got that 10 minutes on the yellow card for discussing with the referee what the call was all about earlier in the game. And there Mr. McCarty clears one out. He's working the system, trying to get a throw in, but the referee says, no, sir, that's a Williamsburg throw. Chapman takes the throw again for Williamsburg, plays it in nicely. Played up one more layer to taken away by McCarty. McCarty, before it goes over the touchline. Well, now plays it up over the touchline.
Throw in.
Those are bad throws. Let's make sure we get a throw here.
He picked it up again.
That's exactly what he's
got to do is keep that toe down, and everything's all good.
Both of his throws were on the other side of the field that they called for bad throws. This time we got to see firsthand exactly what it was.
There is a bad play.
That is going to probably result in a – no, they're not going to give him a yellow card. But, boy, I'll tell you what, Mason Cox came in hard.
Yeah.
And that was one where I thought maybe we might be playing without one.
He threw his shoulder right into that kid, not even going after the ball, and it's a wonder we didn't get a card, of course.
Good aggressive play by Mason. Yeah. However, it was just a little much for the legality side of it. So Mason Wynn plays it to Kral, who played it back to Solinger, who plays it right back up to Mason Cox. Unfortunately, a little long again with that pass. Blue Demons are playing hard. The ball hasn't crossed midfield under Williamsburg's possession yet. There's been loose balls get that direction, but there's one to McCarty. Here we go. We got an attack. We got Gray on the left side.
Ball just
little too much
a little
hook
hard
on that play. Gray plays it deeper into the corner. played by Williamsburg. Gray stays after it towards Leshen, but is cleared out by Williamsburg. Nice sequence of events for the Blue Demons to start this second overtime period. Shadow Leshen's going to take this throw in.
Need to get a little bit of a plan, make sure.
Leshen to Gray, back to Leshen. Unfortunately, took a little hop over his foot as he was coming at it. Out of play, it'll be a Williamsburg throw-in. Throw-in by Williamsburg, played up to Francis. Francis is, there's nobody up.
Oh, picked his foot up, bad throw. Albia gets the break here. Albia's throw-in.
You know what I'm starting to pick up? It's the guy on the other side of the field.
Oh, that's doing the calls. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, must be his pet peeve. Every referee has their own pet peeve.
That's exactly right.
Ethan Gray heads it over. Oh, just heading towards Mason Cox. A throw-in went to Ethan's head. Ethan headed it backwards over towards the goal, trying to hit Mason Cox, but the goalie steps in, stops the ball.
Well, that goalie's got a big leg, but he always puts a hook on it. Yeah. He always spins that thing to the left, and it never quite goes as deep as it could. There's a ball played forward. Gabe Gravert, no contest here. Gravert comes out, picks it up, rolls it out, plays it nicely to the other side of the field. That's one thing Gabe does well is he sees the field and spreads the ball. Belzer runs it up, plays it up to the left, to the right corner now, to Ethan Gray. Gray plays it into the center towards Leshen. Williamsburg clears it out to Solinger. Solinger plays it over to Tanner Kellogg, to Tuttle. Back to McCarty in the center of the field. Now we set things up. We take a look at the field. Jordan Krall heads it. Gray's going to corral it. Over to Tuttle. No chance to get that one before it goes out of play. Williamsburg throw in.
Six minutes
left. 1-1. Second overtime period here for the Blue Demons against Williamsburg. Throw in goes to Tuttle. Not the team that Williamsburg was looking for, but we'll take that play. Cleared back out by Williamsburg. Crosses the midfield stripe. David Francis, the leading scorer for Williamsburg, takes the ball, makes a run. Cody Wins making chase. Plays it towards number four, Garrett Knepper.
Bobby Belzer steps in and clears it out. Williamsburg with the throw in. Hasn't been any substitution during the overtimes very much here. Both teams playing with what they have on the field.
That should have been a bad throw, but it was not. They did not call that one. Yes,
he called it.
The center official called it that time.
Albia gets a throw in.
That one I saw clearly. That definitely was a bad throw in. The kid started on the side of his head and turned sideways and finished with the throw on the side of his head. You cannot do that. You got to come over the head all the way back and release on the front side of the body. McCarty took the throw back to Belzer, back to McCarty. McCarty trying for Krall, hits it into the Williamsburg defense. Cleared up by Cody Wynn. Here comes Mason Cox giving chase. It's a loose ball in front of the net. Mason Cox in a scramble with the Williamsburg defender, gets his foot on it, hooks it at the net. Unfortunately, it tails just to the left side of the far post. Be a goal kick coming out for Williamsburg. Blue Demons miss that one. Williamsburg has second chance here to make some things happen. Defensively, the Blue Demons have played flawless. The ball's not getting very far here in the second half to Gray. Gray
just
tries doing a back heel kick to Krall, didn't quite get it. Williamsburg plays it out. Tuttle with a nice play, plays it back into the middle of the field. Garrett Joseph, who scored the lone goal for Williamsburg tonight, plays that ball up to Belzer. Belzer clears. That's a great ball from Bobby Belzer all the way down the field to Jordan Krall. Krall plays it back towards the goal line. Here comes the goalkeeper. Shadow Leshen pulls him out. Great hands by the keeper as Leshen tried to flick
the ball. He
looked
awful deep over there. I thought he was out of the box, but evidently
I did too,
not.
That was just the way I wanted. He finally unleashed that one. There's one headed backwards by Solinger. Another miscue by the Blue Demons. Not very many of them tonight. Played up by TK. Out of play. Good decision by TK. Take it forward and don't let anybody else take advantage of it as you're going to the ground.
3 minutes, 40 seconds left in the second overtime.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Somebody didn't like that running out.
Yeah.
Trying to take advantage.
Williamsburg is, that's one of my favorite plays in all of soccer. The throw-in, you just pick it up and throw it from wherever you get it. Yeah. Once in a while, the referee will correct where you're supposed to be when you throw it. So you go back where he says you should go, and then you run 10 yards forward again and throw it again. Here's one to Ethan Gray. Gray battling two Williamsburg defenders. Played up, deflected by Tuttle. Now McCarty steps in, steals it away from Williamsburg. McCarty plays it up the line to Mason Cox. Going, this is a foot race. Back heel kick by Williamsburg's defender.
That was a dangerous thing for him to do.
Yes, it was.
That could have went either way.
Unfortunately for Williamsburg, no Blue Demon in the area when it went there kind of softly, but it went out of play. McCarty heads it over towards Leshen.
2 minutes, 50 seconds left.
That was a great kick by Mason Cox. It was off of a header from Shadow Leshen. Headed to Cox. Cox takes a swipe of the ball, just kind of slices it to the right and misses the net. We've got inside 2.5 now to go in the second overtime period. We're staring sudden death in the eye with the shootout here if we don't make something happen. Williamsburg plays the ball out of play, and there's going to be a foul call. There's got to be. Oh, my. Mason Cox definitely got away with one there as his arms were fully extended, making contact with that defensive player. Shadow Leshen takes the ball away from a sliding Raider defender, plays it to Krall. Krall puts it up to Tuttle inside the box, cleared out by Williamsburg. Gray deflects it away from Williamsburg. Nah, that's a nice play by Williamsburg. They're finally making some forward progress out of this. Gets it upfield.
Uh-oh.
Kellogg plays it, deflected by Williamsburg. Out of play, it'll be an Albia throw-in. TK is going to take the throw with 1:50 left on the clock here. It's 1-1, Blue Demons are tied with Williamsburg. This has been an all-out war in the last half and the two overtime periods. Shadow Leshen runs down the left side, takes on a Williamsburg defender, takes it out. Unfortunately, lets the ball get a little step in front of him. McCarty brings it back at him. Defensively, Williamsburg has played extremely well. Great slide on the ball for the Williamsburg defender, deflects it out of play. McCarty had a head of steam heading back towards the net.
They have a lot of kids on their half. I mean, it is thick down there. Shadow with the ball, trying to turn it.
That's deflected out. That's a big break for the Blue Demons. That'll be a corner kick with 1 minute, advantage. 9 seconds left on the clock. This is a huge advantage. There's going to be, you've got to flood the net because Williamsburg has all 11 in the box. They got 11. Here it is, McCarty. This is it. 59 seconds and counting. McCarty with the corner kick. He's sizing it up, the Blue Demons. Jordan Crawl's raising his hands, showing him where he's at. The right thing for an offensive player to do. McCarty lifts it, plays it out long, plays it high. Crawl heads it towards the box. That is unbelievable. Tuttle sticks his leg out, ready to strike the ball in the net, and the keeper runs right through the leg. Now we've got a foot race on the clear out. Out of play by Felzer.
That is Bobby, isn't it?
30 seconds left on the clock. Williamsburg with a throw. Big defensive stand here for the Blue Demons. Cleared out beautifully by Kellogg. Mason Cox plays it up towards Gray. Gray re-corrals the ball. Flicks it over his head. That's the play we're looking for. It doesn't quite get out to Mason Cox. Gray runs back into it. Plays it up
just
towards
Leshen. Can't get a kick on the ball.
We can't get a good strike. That's one. Jordan Krall puts a big leg into it. Plays it up.
Cox bouncing.
It's hard to get it through five defenders standing in a four-foot strip. I mean, it's just amazing. That, my friends, draws us to a close. Second overtime, we've played 100 minutes of soccer. The Blue Demons of Williamsburg still can't decide the winner. 1-1, we're headed. It's going to be a shootout.
Reed Excavation Company has the equipment and experience for all your needs, whether you're clearing a pasture of scrub trees and brush or dredging out a pond. Reed Excavating Company can dig your basement footings for your new home or addition, and when you're all done, they can grade your landscaping for your seeding. They can clean up that area of your property that has collected the debris of many years. They can haul up to 18 tons at a time. So call Reed Excavation Company at 641-777-2718.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to perhaps the most exciting soccer match we've ever done on the radio with me on the horn anyhow. I mean, we've had a lot of high-scoring affairs over the years. We've been doing soccer and some good contests. But, boy, first round, sub-state, do or go home. If you win it, you stay. If you lose, you're done. You couldn't ask for a better script than what we played out here.
No, it's It's an extra dollar to get in tonight, you know, at Substate. So I think they got their dollar's worth.
Possibly we should bill by the minute now.
Yeah, bill by the minute, yeah.
It's been unbelievable. 100 minutes of soccer, still no clear-cut winner.
Yeah.
The first 20 minutes of the match, clearly dominated by Albia. Probably, really, the first 40 minutes of the match were dominated by Albia. Then the second half, both teams settled in. They played nice, aggressive soccer. It's been good. The overtime periods have been excellent. I'm not sure if it played out quite the way the coaches wanted it to. But you couldn't ask for a better thing. I mean, the kids have played their hearts out on both sides of the ball. They've given it everything they have. Albia now looks as though we're switching keepers, which has been the standard thing right now for the Blue Demons this season. Fortunately, Brad, this is not new territory for this Blue Demon soccer team. We've been to shootouts a couple of times. Jordan Krall.
We've done Wellman twice, I guess.
Jordan Krall pitched a shutout, two consecutive shootout games, where he comes in replacing Gabe Gravert. Get a little bigger wingspan, a little more height, a little more coverage on the net. Nothing against Gabe, but his father, the coach, decides that he wants Jordan Krall in the net to try and knock down some balls. So what we're going to do, for those of you who have never been a part of an overtime PK shootout, what it is they place the ball on the penalty kick stripe, and they alternate shots. It looks as though Williamsburg, Albia must have won the toss, would be my guess, because we're taking the last shot. Williamsburg will take the first shot. He's going to place the ball on the 11-yard mark. So it's an 11-yard mark that we're shooting off of. Not too bad of a shot if you're an offensive player. As a keeper, you've got enough time to react and read. A lot of times you have to guess.
Yeah.
I'm saying we've got one of the best in the state in the net right now. Obviously, a second-team All-State goalie last year playing the field this year to help get him a little more offensive opportunity. Williamsburg takes the first shot. We're lining it up right now. Let me announce, we just heard that Des Moines East has knocked off Ottumwa 4-2 tonight.
Their season's over,
So Ottumwa's season, unfortunately, our friends in Ottumwa, their season ends. There's a shot. Jordan Krall remains perfect. Jordan Krall remains perfect in PK shootouts. Wide left by the Williamsburg player.
It's 10 feet left or something.
It was a little bit left.
It wasn't, yeah.
That was Williamsburg folks out
one,
there.
I
don't have that young man's number on my roster. For those of you that are listening, that's number 24 that just took the shot and missed. It was a nice looking shot. He just hooked it a little bit too much to the left side. So here it is. Matt Heitman's in the net for Williamsburg. Looks to me as though we have Ethan Gray steps to the stripe for the Blue Demons. We are now. Gray takes the shot, and Gray he sneaks scores. It by the goalkeeper. He does exactly what I would like to see every time. With a big goalkeeper in the net, keep that thing low. Yes. Make him work to get to the ground. Blue Demons are up 1-0 in the shootout. We now have four Williamsburg. The pressure starts mounting a little bit more with each shot for Williamsburg. If this guy misses and we make the next one, it becomes a real tough situation. Jordan Krall back doing his stretches.
By their first player missing their first shot puts a lot of pressure on them.
Yep, and then when the Blue Demons, Ethan Gray, steps to the stripe.
That brings in Adam Hook.
Adam Hook with the shot now. Jordan Krall taking his time, icing the shooter, trying to read the tendencies. We get the block. Again, best in the state, in my opinion, at blocking PKs right here. Jordan Krall. There's one right at him. Right at him. It was a soft shot. Jordan didn't anticipate too much. He dropped to his knees as he saw the foot come through. So it's still 1-0 in the shootout for the Blue Demons. Adam Hook puts one right at Jordan Krall. Still perfect. 10 consecutive misses in PK shootouts for Jordan Krall. Matt Heitman now is lining up. He's going to have to come at it pretty aggressively here.
Mason Cox, our shooter.
Mason Cox, he's got a good soft touch here. There's one. It's deflected out. Great reaction by Matt Heitman for Williamsburg.
Like you said, you want to keep it low on. He has a reach on him.
He's got a wingspan and won't quit.
That ball is probably, of course, we can't tell from here totally with our angle, but it's only probably a couple foot inside that post.
It was a good shot.
Yeah.
Take nothing away from Mason Cox's shot there. But that one was just a little bit higher than what you want it to be.
Yeah,
make
you don't
that goalkeeper get down.
High. You want it to be either higher or.
I'm going to guess, looking at him, he's a good 2 inches taller than Jordan Krall.
Yeah.
At least 2, maybe 3 inches taller than Jordan Krall. And I've got people pointing at me saying 5. He might be 5 inches taller than Jordan.
Jordan's
not a small boy.
Even during the game when you're seeing a goalie that with that tall.
Exactly right.
Jordan.
There's another one. He's got to be Oh, my goodness. Jordan Cross snuffs it out.
It was close, though. That referee was right there. Looks like when Jordan laid on it, the ball was rolling in, and he was going to carry it in with him, because if the ball crosses, even though Jordan catches it, it's a goal.
It's a goal. That was one where I thought it was going to sneak underneath him, but Jordan did a great job smothering that on the opportunity. I couldn't see the number of the young man as he was turning around to take that shot.
Here we got Anthony Tuttle.
We got Anthony Tuttle with his shot coming up. There's one. He kicks it right to Matt Heitman. Heitman shuffles to the left and does a good job dropping to the knee and cradling that one. Again, it was a shot that was lower, though. Make that goalie work. Tuttle with a good shot. Still.
Now, last week, these three firsts for Albia all scored. Gray, Cox, and Tuttle all scored, and Wellman didn't, and the game was over. But we're still kicking.
We're doing best of five here.
Yeah, best okay, first so we're five, still, five shooters.
We're still 1-0 after three shooters. We got two shooters each team left. I can't see that number again for the Williamsburg player, but he's coming up. Jordan Crawl's doing his usual, fixing the gloves.
Garrett Joseph.
Garrett Joseph, the guy who scored the goal earlier in the game for them.
Comes I figured they'd be talking over here. I'll be saying, keep the ball down.
Crawl sizes him up, and there's one that just sneaks by. Crawl did everything. He had his hand on it. His hand was there. It just rolls off of the fingertips. We're tied at one. Fortunately, the Blue Demons have two shooters left. Williamsburg only one. McCarty stepping to the plate here, basically, for the Blue Demons. He's going to take his shot.
And I believe Jordan will probably take our last shot if we need it.
Yep.
I believe he'll be our...
We only have four standing in the circle. Your five guys that are going to shoot are in the circle or in the net, one of the two. So we've got Jordan Crawl be the last shooter. McCarty's up, kicking against Matt Heitman for Williamsburg. And there's one. That, my friends, was a nice shot by McCarty, but it was high. It was one that you gave the goalie an opportunity. It came in high.
A lot of pressure here now.
Heitman just did a great job deflecting that. Did a good job flicking that up, and then he ended up having to catch it. He flicked it straight in the air, which is kind of dangerous from a goalkeeper perspective.
I would assume they should have looked at Ethan's recipe for keeping the ball on the ground.
I'll tell you what.
This guy has stopped every ball in the air all night long, pretty much.
Yes, sir. You put him on the ground. We've
so
got
a lot
one
of
here.
Pressure on Jordan here right now. If he stops this, the game's over. We win. Jordan has to kick.
Yeah, Jordan's streak is finally over, which is still impressive. One out of 12 so far in the PK shootouts for him has scored. I mean, I don't think you'll find another stat like that in the state. There's no way somebody pitches two shutouts and almost a third in his PK shootout. Here we go. We've got the leading scorer. This is stuff movies are made of, Brad. The leading scorer for Williamsburg. David Francis steps to the plate. He's at the PK stripe. Jordan Crawl's doing his fidgeting, trying to get a feel for where he's going. Francis strikes, and he puts it just past Crawl. Crawl anticipated right, and he didn't go quite right
That's
enough.
The first shot I've seen anybody try to go to the left.
I bet
a lot of the penalty kicks.
I'm going to guarantee you. I'll talk
that's
to that
where
young
I would
man.
Be heading a lot of times, but
he's going to tell me afterwards. If I talk to him, he's going to say I committed too soon, and that's exactly what he did. He sold out before the kicker committed. As a goalkeeper, you've got to feel you anticipate a lot. It's a lot of guessing. However, you can give yourself a little bit extra time by waiting until that guy fully commits.
Now here comes Albie's shot. Jordan
Crawl. Crawl puts it past the keeper. We're back. It's 2-2, and we're going to a second set of PK shots. That's unbelievable. Jordan Crawl comes up big and put one hard and fast, and Brad Gray, he put it right where we want it. He didn't kick it away from the keeper. He kicked it on the ground between
right.
his legs.
Yes, make
the keeper
work.
Committed, but he kept it right on the ground, and there was nothing that kid could do. Heitman had no chance of stopping that shot by Jordan Crawl.
I hope they're going to discuss this with the rest of the Albie players on how to beat this goalie.
Well, it would be nice if these kids on the sidelines, because we have to pick three fresh players. Mm-hmm. I think we go three, or do we
three?
Go five again? No, we go five in
five,
school,
yeah.
I think. I can't remember. It depends on when we played this game. Back in the early days of playing, we played a three-man shootout on the next one. But I think it's five in high school. So we're going to have Jordan Crawl back in the net. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to send it back to Scott. We're going to catch our breath here for a little bit, but it's going to be a quick one. We're going to come back with the second set of shooters for both squads. We're in the second penalty kick shootout after double overtime. Don't go away. This is going to be it right here. It has to be decided pretty quick. Come back and listen to this exciting finish.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Albia Soccer Complex. I'm Steve Rockwell. Alongside me is Brad Gray. We've had one of the more interesting soccer matches we'll come across in a season, maybe ever. I mean, this has been a great one.
The first
40 minutes dominated by Albia. The second 40 minutes extremely even. First overtime, couple of opportunities. Second overtime, couple opportunities. PK shootout, Jordan Crawl loses his consecutive block streak. However, comes back and seals the deal to send us into the next round of PK with the shot that brings it back by making the goal. So
Albia's two scoring leaders stepped up and helped us get to the next level. Now we got three. You're right, it's three. No, four.
It's five. It's five coming out. The fifth kid's coming out. Or do we drop to four here? We've got four in the stripe because there's no way Jordan, or in the circle, there's no way Jordan Crawl can do it. So, I was halfway right. I was halfway between, Brad. So we got four players. We've got Tyler Solinger. We've got TK, Tanner Kellogg. We've got Shadow Leshen, and we got Cody Wynn in the circle. Here comes the fifth. They just took a minute to decide. That's Colton Dorpinghouse, a freshman coming out to take this kick. Nothing like a little pressure for a young guy there. You just well learn at an early age.
Yep.
Here we go. Now we get their goalkeeper, Matt Heitman, gets to take a revenge shot on Jordan Crawl. The mind game's within the game. It's unbelievable. So Jordan's taking his time. Heitman's been ready for some time here. Jordan's still adjusting the gloves. It's a great mind game that Jordan Crawl plays. It's unbelievable. He ices the shooter without – in basketball, we call timeouts.
Yeah.
In soccer, we take our time, and that just eats at him. So here we go. Crawl set. He's on the stripe. Heitman's got the ball set on the PK mark. Here he comes. Crawl's going to have to make a decision, and he blocks it. He blocks it. It bounces off of the post, and Crawl corrals it again. That is a play that I'm not so sure that Jordan Crawl could make again.
No,
blocked it into the post and back into his own hands. Really good.
Blocked it to the outside of the post.
Yes.
If it would have been to the side of the post, we'd have.
Yes, absolutely.
If any part of the ball crosses the line, it's a goal. And it. No Park, that referee's right.
Obviously,
there.
Obviously, No Park.
He's got a lot of pressure, that referee. He's getting tested tonight.
Here's Tanner Kellogg. We've got a set. TK shoots. Great block. That, my friends, is as fine a block laying out as
you'll see. This is some
of
the best goaling we've seen probably in years. I mean, I've been watching soccer and been part of it, but this is amazing. I mean, they're, you know, Jordan and their goalie all game, he's stopped a lot of shots. He's just had his arm span out there and really done well. But like you say, that ball went high again.
That one went a little high.
Went right up in his wheelhouse.
Put it on the ground a little bit lower. That was a great play. He laid out beautifully to get that arm outstretched. He's about a 30-degree angle on
the ground. There's a lot of danger. You know, that pole's there. You're diving. You know, you definitely don't want to
You got to make them think. Make them think and make them work. Williamsburg's players coming to the stripe. Crawl seems to be set a little earlier than the kicker this time. Jordan's set now. Here comes the kicker.
Lefty.
He puts one in the net. Now we have Williamsburg is up 1-0 in the second set of PKs here. We got Cody Wynn coming to the shot. Heitman's going to come in, get set. Cody Wynn, a guy who's had numerous shots on the year. He does a great job coming up from that defensive midfielder type of position that he plays. Gets a lot of shots and puts the ball out the net. I'm sure Coach works on this just as hard as he always has. PKs are what you shoot every night to end practice typically.
Goalie's getting in their heads, what I'm afraid of.
If we continue learning, we listen and learn and then shoot the way. Oh, there's one.
Sneaks it by.
There's one that sneaks by. Cody Wynn shot
I didn't think that
one.
Had a chance at all.
Cody Wynn shoots
but he
one
kept it low.
On the ground. The keeper had to get his arms down to the ground, get his hands on the line, and he just couldn't corral it quite quick enough. So give Cody Wynn credit. He did exactly what you need to do with a big keeper.
I'm half tempted to send Scott's up in the booth with us to go down and yell at the kids to keep the ball on the ground.
I'm pretty sure I got a young man of mine out there in the crowd that's probably saying, put me in, coach. I think I could do that and take the one low, because that's what it is. I mean, yeah. You get
all
a big
goals
keeper.
That's went in for us have been low.
Yep, and you know, that's the thing.
Here this guy anticipates pretty good.
Yep, 25. Here we've got Justin Chapman taking the shot for Williamsburg. Jordan Croft.
Need a block
again.
Right here.
Again, he's taking his time. He's getting the gloves set. This is a great mind game. Ice the kicker. Ice the kicker is the name of the game right now. Jordan's doing a good job. Comes set. Gets in his crouch. Here comes Chapman. Chapman puts one at Crawl, and he blocks
there we
it.
Go.
We're still tied at one.
Now we need a step up here. Who's going to step up?
We've got Dort.
Looks like we got Mr. Solinger.
Solinger. Tyler Solinger coming up to take this kick. Still tied at one. Three shots.
And it's interesting with soccer. You send your shooters out into the circle and can't make any substitutions after you send them out. You know,
That's it. How fitting would it be for the Blue Demons to win this on a last shot? I mean, we don't want it to get to that point. Let's go ahead and get a one-shot lead here. But it would be intriguing. The way this game's played out, Brad, it will come down to that last kick. There's no doubt about it. Solinger just wide left. Solinger low. Perfect low kick, just a little bit left. Tried going too close to the post. You got to play the low post on this one, and he played a little too much of the low post on it. So here we go. We've got Williamsburg coming back. Crawl's already working on the gloves. Look at him. Jordan's working them, putting the Velcro strap in his teeth. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, everybody gets their system. I know Ethan, when he steps in the batter's box, he has his little he plays with the Velcro a little bit.
The Velcro straps on your gloves a couple of times, you rub the helmet, you know, all this. And in soccer, this is the only time you really get to play mind games.
Yeah.
Jordan's getting his rhythm, and he's obviously got it. Here is Garrett Knepper, I think, on the kick, and he kicks it
unbelievable.
Low,
they're not low putting anything right on it. I mean, I've seen three or four of those kicks just so slow and nothing on them that they're
afraid of overpowering.
They're nervous,
it,
yeah, think. And they're nervous. I mean, you got to get admit. Oh, everybody's watching you. I mean, it's
this
and there's
is
been a lot
right
of
now.
People miss, you know, and the pressure's on, and now we're in the second tier of shooters. You know, I mean,
I remember.
Now Shadow gets his shot here.
Shadow Leshen comes up. Heitman takes his spot on the stripe. He's got the crouch. Shadow looks like he's
left
coming
footy.
Up left footed. He's going to take this shot. See where he goes. And there it is. It's he him. Powers it past him, high and wide.
That's the game.
And that's the game. That was it. That, my friends, is Shadow Leshen sends the Blue Demons into round two of the sub-state tournament. We play at Iowa Mennonite Wednesday night at 6:30, I believe. How about that for both sides? The goalkeepers were unbelievable in the sudden death, in the PK. They were terrific. That just sealed the deal. The Blue Demons move on. Heartbreak City for Williamsburg. That is a tough way to go out because their goalkeeper played one goal less than Jordan Crawl in being spectacular, but it was unbelievable. We're gonna be back Wednesday night. We're gonna call it a night here. Blue Demons head on 2-1 winners against Williamsburg. Tune in Wednesday night 6:30 as we go to Kelowna to play Iowa Mennonite. I believe Mennonite is ranked number 5 in the state right now, folks. So you think this one was good? Wait for the next one. Come on back Wednesday night. Thanks again. Thanks to Scott Fry and thanks to all the sponsors back there at the studio. Have a great night from here. It's an exciting one for the Blue Demons as we go out 2-1 winners over Williamsburg. Thanks again. Have a great evening.